Very good evening, Calvary Community Church. How many of you are glad to be found in the house of God? You know, I'm certainly glad because I am preaching today. And as always, I'm excited to be bringing the word of God. So turn to your neighbor and say, he's up to something. When I say he, I'm not referring to me, okay? I'm referring to God, okay? God is up to something. Because let me tell you something. If you're sitting here in this place with an expectation raised, if you're sitting here in this place knowing that God will speak to you, let me tell you something. You are up for a treat. Because let me tell you something. For those, the word of God says in Matthew chapter 5, blessed are those who hunger and thirst, for they shall be filled. In fact, in another translation, it says that blessed are those who hunger and thirst, for they shall be satisfied. Everybody say satisfied. How many of you want to be satisfied by God this evening? Okay, all the hands lift up. God bless you. All those hands didn't lift up, God also bless you. All right? And last week, for those that are not here, for the benefit of those that are not here, last week we had our mission weekend. And you know, in this year of 2024, our focus is to be launched out into our prophetic destiny. Can I hear an amen, please? To be launched out into our prophetic destiny, to be sent out as apostles in our environment, to fulfill the mandate that God has given us through the Great Commission. And I believe that this year in 2024, we are going to see a greater harvest. We are going to see a greater breakthrough and definitely a greater revival in the nation of Malaysia. Can I hear an amen, please? So therefore, for all those, after last week, all those that of you that have already signed up for the mission trip, they are going for the mission trip, you know, all those that are giving generously and are still giving, all those that are praying fervently, you know, we want to thank you and we want to appreciate you, because all of us together, we are partnering with the kingdom of heaven for the advancement of the kingdom of God. Can I hear an amen, please? For the advancement of the kingdom of God, I believe that in the last days, every knee will bow, every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. Every single one of us will have the opportunity to know who Jesus is. Can I hear an amen, please? So I really want to emphasize this evening, and I pray that throughout the year of 2024, even as we step out from our comfort zone to go by faith into the mission field, to give generously and to pray without ceasing, I believe that the Lord is going to do something mighty and powerful in the midst of us. Amen. Are you ready for the Word of God this evening? If you're ready for the Word of God, if you're taking down notes, I entitle this evening message. All right, you ready? I entitle this evening message, Fill Your Focus. Everybody say, Fill Your Focus. You know, just as now we are at the start of the year, we are start of 2024, right now in January, we need to set our focus right. We need to let the main thing be the main thing and not be distracted. You know, not be distracted by the things that are coming. You know, sometimes we think that, at the beginning of the year, everything is going to be chill, everything is going to be relaxed, but the moment you start your year, suddenly everything comes bombarding at you, you know, and then you feel very overwhelmed. But let me remind you once again that the word of the Lord for you in this season is to let the main thing be the main thing. Focus on what is your priority. Everybody say priority. Your priority matters. Because if you let your priority go haywire, everything in your life also will go haywire. That is why let the main thing be the main thing. Just as how a car needs fuel to go the distance, we need, as believers of God, we need the presence of God every single day of our life. We need the guidance of the Holy Spirit no matter what we do. In the little decisions that we make in our day-to-day life, we need the voice of the Holy Spirit. We need the leading of the Holy Spirit. And that is why we believe and declare that Jesus is the source of our life. That apart from Him, we can do nothing. We can do nothing. Jesus is the source of our life. Can I hear an amen, please? If He is the source, we need to go to Him to get our resource. Amen. We need to go to Him to get our resource. So therefore, if we come out of Him, we do things on our own way, in our own doing, let me tell you something. You will not be walking in the ways and the wills of the Lord. But I believe, I believe that this evening, the Lord has a plan and a purpose for every single one of us to walk in His will and in His ways. To walk in His plan and in His purpose in 2024. That is why in John chapter 15, verse 4, it says that, "Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me." We can do nothing apart from the Lord. And that is why it's so important at the start of the year, we need to set our focus right. We need to set our priority right, ensuring that Jesus will be the focus of everything. Ensuring that Jesus is our main priority. Before everything else comes swarming into our life, we ensure that Jesus takes the rightful place in our life. Can I hear an amen, please? You know, just as how, you know, people have New Year resolution. How many of you here actually have New Year resolution? How many of you here? Oh, nobody have New Year resolution. Okay. Maybe we are too advanced or too old for New Year resolution. You know, but, you know, usually during the start of the year, you know, people have New Year resolution, right? They want to become healthier this year. They want to become fitter this year. You know, they want to look better this year. They want to improve their knowledge this year. They want to grow in the Word of God, pray more this year. All kinds of New Year resolution. But likewise, let me tell you something. As believers, we also need to have a spiritual expectation when it comes to our life in Jesus Christ. We need to have a spiritual expectation. Everybody say spiritual expectation. Because we cannot let this year to go by just like any other year. You know, if we just start this year, 2024, or we just tell ourselves, it's going to be another year. Let me tell you something, it's really going to be another year. But if you start this year off, knowing that God is going to come true for you in the certain things of your life, knowing that you will grow leaps and bounds in the Word of God, in your private prayer life, let me tell you something, it will take place because your spiritual expectation will lead to a divine encounter. Can I hear an amen, please? Your spiritual expectation will lead to a divine experience with the Lord. That is why in the start of the year, just like how people have New Year resolution, we need to have spiritual expectation. We need to expect the Lord to do something new in 2024. That is why just now when Pastor Jonathan, when he was praying, I felt the unction of the Holy Spirit agreeing so strongly because I knew that in this year, in 2024, the Lord is about to do something new, something powerful, and something mighty in every single one of our lives. I believe that. Do you believe that, church? If you believe, say amen. God bless your heart if you say amen. A spiritual expectation will lead to a divine encounter. And I believe that we need to fill this year by faith. We need to fill this year with an expectation of faith. That is why in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1, it says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things unseen." Why we need faith? Because faith pleases God. Faith pleases God. When we start out our year, we need to have faith, knowing that the impossible will be made possible in Jesus' name. Knowing that our healing is found in Jesus. Knowing that our miracles is found in Jesus. Knowing that our breakthrough is possible because of what the Lord has paid on the cross 2,000 years ago for you and I. That is my faith. That should be our faith expectation. When we come to the Word of God, when we come to having an expectation of the Lord, we need to dream big. We need to think big. We need to imagine our life just like how Christ has redeemed us. Every single one of us, we need to think as if that we are no longer a slave to sin, but now saints of Christ. Now sons and daughters of the King. Can I hear an amen, please? We need to have faith. Everybody say faith. We need to have faith because it is faith that pleases God. But without faith, it is impossible to please God. You know, starting from the tail end of 2023, I remember that Pastor Rajan, he was proclaiming over Calvary Community Church that this church will be a cancer-free church. You know, starting from 2023 at the tail end, you know, I don't know how many times you've heard of it, but I've heard of it so many times. Pastor keep proclaiming over this church will be a cancer-free church. This church will be a cancer-free church. This year will be a cancer-free church. And you know what? Starting from the tail end right up to today, and it's only in January, we have seen reports of healings of cancer. All those that are having cancer got healed. And yesterday, I forwarded a message to Pastor Jonathan because someone from Singapore that we totally forgotten, someone from Singapore, you know, that we prayed at the beginning of 2023, you know, she had cancer, you know, and we prayed for her. And by faith, we believe that she is healed. And true enough, yesterday when she sent a message, she said that, Pastor, I went for my operation, and after the operation, thank God that the cancer cell didn't spread. I am healed of cancer. Come on, somebody give praise to the Lord. And not just her, there are so many more in our church that are healed of cancer. And I believe there is an anointing. Everybody say anointing. There is an anointing of healing of cancer. So if you're sitting here knowing somebody with cancer, or if you have cancer, let me tell you something. There is nothing too hard or too impossible for God to do. God can heal whatever cancerous disease or situation that you are in, because He is Jehovah Rapha. He's the God who heals in Jesus' name. And you know what's the best part? He told me and Pastor Jonathan, he said, I would like for you and that pastor that prayed for us to come into Singapore and pray for my family and also my friend. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing, church, that one saved in your family, all will be saved. And I believe that this evening, some of us here, we are contending for salvation in our family. Whether it's our parents, whether it's our relatives, whether it's some of our family members or somebody close to us, we are contending for someone's salvation. But can I let you know something? Don't let it just be a contend, but let it be a reality, because this year is an open door for you to share the good news of Jesus, that when you share the good news of Jesus, the anointing of God will flow. And when the anointing of God flows, the person will encounter the presence of the Lord and will know that Jesus is so real and Jesus is so good, and it, at the end, give their life to Jesus. That is what we are contending for. Don't just stay at contentment. Go for it. That is why he says, go, therefore make disciples of all nations. Not stay. Not keep quiet, but go. It is an active move. Everybody say active move. It is an active move. By faith we proclaim, by faith we will see. When we proclaim what we believe, we will see. For we live by faith and not by sight. That is why in Proverbs chapter 18 verse 21, it says, death and life is in the power of the tongue. And those who love it will eat its fruit. Church, every time, right, when we read the word of God, let's not read it halfway. You know, sometimes when we meditate scripture, we like to memorize half part. Death and life is in the power of tongue, so guard your tongue. No. You know, some of us are guilty of that. I am too, but this is so important. In Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21, it says, death and life is in the power of the tongue. It doesn't end there. It says, those who love it, well, it is true. What does it mean? It means that if you continuously proclaiming negativity of in your life, you will reap the fruits of negativity. If you continuously reap, you know, positive things in your life, you will see life being released over your situation, life being released over your family, life being released over your career. Because what we proclaim is going to be what we're going to see. Amen, church. That is why it's so important to know what we are proclaiming. But before what we proclaim, it's about what we perceive, right? We don't just proclaim out of nowhere. It's what we believe first, and therefore it is our perception. And this year, I really believe that we need to start shaping. Everybody say shaping. Shaping our perception so that we will have a mind of Christ. So that we have a mind of Christ. There is why in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 23, it says, be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. We need to be continuously renewed. Renewed in the spirit of our mind. So that what we think, what we meditate, our thoughts will look and sound like Christ. That is what it means by renewing in the spirit of our mind. It means to embrace the mind of Christ. To embrace the mind of Christ. To embrace the new perception that God has given us. Amen, church. That's why in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, he says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. All right? The things of the old. The past is gone. But right now, what does he say? Behold. Behold. Why? Be in awe that all things, every part of your life has become new. Every part of your life that you think that is going to hold you back from the promises of God, that is going to hold you back from the presence of God, all things have become new. Every single thing in our life has been renewed by the precious blood of Jesus. And that is why that is called the good news. Amen. That is called the good news. You are made anew in Jesus' name. Come on, how many of you believe that? You are made anew in Jesus' name. Therefore, the way that we think, the way that we perceive, the way that we speak, the way that we live must be renewed according to the will of the Lord. We need to be renewed day by day. It is not just a one-time moment, a touch from the Lord, everything changes. No, yes, that could happen. But the renewing of the spirit of your mind is a conscious decision that you allow the Lord to mold you and shape you as you go into His presence daily. It's a daily conscious decision. It is not just a one-time event. It is not just a touch and go, and then that will happen. No, it's a daily conscious decision where I choose to abide in Him and Him in me and allowing Him to renew the spirit of my mind. Can I hear an amen, please? That is why in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4 to 6, you know, I'm going to speak a lot from Ephesians because starting from this month onwards, you know, together with the pastoral team, we're going to venture into the book of Ephesians because we feel the Lord on it. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4 to 6, it says, But God, who is rich in mercy, because of His great love, which He loves us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. Next verse. And not only that, it doesn't stay there. Next verse, he says, and raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. What does it mean? It means that we were once dead in sin, but now we are alive in Christ. And not just alive, but we are seated in the heavenly places together with Him. Isn't that amazing, church? Isn't it amazing? Because it is not by your works that you deserve this. It is not by good deeds that you deserve this. It is nothing that you have done that you have earned this position. But it is only by the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ that we are able to be seated at the heavenly places. We are not saved through good works, church. We are not saved through good works or good deeds. We are saved by His loving grace. We are saved by His loving grace. We don't deserve it. Neither did we earn it. But yet, the Lord Jesus lavished upon us His grace, His unending grace over us so that we may be saved, so that we may be seated at the heavenly places. And continue on, it says in verse 8 to 10, it says, for by grace you have been saved, through faith, and that not of yourself. Look at this. It is the gift of God, not works, lest anyone should boast, for we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Church, we are not saved by good works. We are saved for good works. There is a difference. We are not saved by our good doings, our good deeds, but we are saved for good works. God, what does it mean? It means that God has a plan and a destiny for you and I, so that we may walk into His will and His purpose, that we may live a life of significance, a life of spiritual significance, a life with meaning and a purpose. You know, constantly, this has been one of the most frequently asked questions in the world. What is my purpose? What is the meaning that I am alive in this place? Let me tell you something. That is your calling. That is your purpose. That is what God is calling you to do. That you are created for good works. You are created for good works. That we may live out a significant life. And that is what our focus should be. this year, that is what our focus should be in 2024. Preaching the good news, healing the sick, casting out demons, cleanse the leper, raising the dead. These are the good works that God is referring to. And therefore, I urge you this year, whether whatever environment you are in, the Lord has sent you out as an apostle to be in your environment. The Lord has sent you out as an apostle to proclaim the good news of Jesus. The Lord has sent you out to proclaim that this year is the good year of the Lord, the acceptable year of the Lord. And I believe that even as we step out, everybody say step out. Step out from our comfort zone. Step out into the unknown, trusting the Lord to lead us step by step. I believe we are walking into the will and the plan that God has for us. Can I hear an amen, please? Are you here with me, church? Is this boring? Oh, praise God. Philippians chapter 2, verse 13. If you say boring, I still love you. Because you know why? I'm not going to do anything. God is going to convict you. Anyway, coming back to the story, in Philippians chapter 2, verse 13, it says, "For it is God who works in you both to will and to do for his good pleasure." It is not you, my friend. It is not you. The Holy Spirit will convict you and give you a burden that cannot be shaken. Giving you a burden in your heart so that you will fulfill what the Lord has called you to do. And if you are sensitive enough, you will say, "Yes, Lord, here I am, send me. Yes, Lord Jesus, this is the year that I will step out from my comfort zone and say yes to you." And I really, really, really believe, church, that 2024 is the year for many of us to say yes. Many a times we say, "Here I am. Send him. Here I am. Send them." But I really believe, church, 2024 is the year where we say, "Yes, Lord. I subject myself and I surrender myself. I yield myself to you. Yes, Lord, here I am. Send me. Send me." Because God has called every single one of us, not just your neighbor, not just your husband or your wife, but you as well. Touch yourself and say, "It's me." Oh, that very quiet, huh? Very quiet when you say about yourself. Anyway, we are created for good works, and it is the Lord that will work in us both to will and to do for his good pleasures. And you know, last year, at the tail end of 2023, I remember we had this prayer meeting called Stand in Awe from 9 p.m. to 12 a.m. How many of you were there? Can I see a wave of hand? Awesome. Three of you. This year will be 300 of you. Amen. That's right. You say amen or not? No, I say, okay. You know, last year at the tail end of 2023, I remember we had this prayer meeting. At 9 p.m. right up to 12 a.m., there was such a tangible presence of the Lord. We just came as a community, as the body of Christ, just to seek the Lord, just to pray and to repent. And I remember very clearly, very, very clearly, that suddenly when Pastor Rajan took over the mic, he said, "I want you to ask the Lord for keys as we enter 2024. Keys of breakthrough as we enter 2024. I remember me standing there and clearly, so clearly, the Lord spoke to me. And he given me three keys. And that three keys I would like to share with you this evening as well. How many of you would like to know that three keys? God bless your heart. Okay? There are three keys the Lord has given me as a focus point. As a focus point as we embrace 2024. And I want to share it with all of you. Number one, the Lord gave me this focus point. Number one, as we embrace 2024, let us focus on the blood of Jesus. On the blood of Jesus. What does the blood of Jesus talk about? It talks about the finished work, the complete work of Jesus on the cross. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 7, it says, "In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace." As you focus on the finished work of Jesus, remember, church, that you are covered. that you are sanctified, that you are redeemed, that you are made whole by the blood of Jesus. As we focus on the blood of Jesus, as we focus on the complete work, whatever that is in the past, let it stay in the past. Because as I was preparing this message this evening, I really, really felt that there was someone here that you need to let go of your past so that you can move forward in 2024. Whether it's past hurts, past rejection, whether it's shame or guilt, I want you to let it go. Let it go and let it no longer hinder you. And I want you to know that because of the precious blood of Jesus, you are made new. You are made whole. You are purified and sanctified in the name of Christ. And therefore, all things have gone. All things have become new. So if you are that person in this place, holding on to a certain past, whether it's shame, whether it's rejection, or whether it's hurt, later, I would like for you to just release it to the Lord and say, Lord, I want to surrender. I want to surrender my past. I want to let go of my shame. And I want to come to you so that I can move forward. Can I hear an amen, please? As you focus on the finished work of God, remember that you are being cleansed by the precious blood. You are victorious in Christ Jesus. And I really believe that in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9, he says that, and he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you. For my strength is made perfect in my weakness. For all those that are struggling, for all those that feel it's tough to move forward, to move on, this is the word for you. This is the word for you, that His grace is sufficient for you. His grace, His mercy renews every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. And I believe that this evening, there's some of you here really needs to hear that. That His grace is more than enough. He's more than enough to cover you and to make you whole. Can I hear an amen, please? Number two, the second key. The second focus point is the love of Jesus. As we embrace 2024, can we fix our focus on the love of Jesus? Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4 to 5, it says, but God, who is rich in mercy, because of His great love with which He loved us, even when we are dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ, that by grace that you and I have been saved. And in Romans chapter 8, verse 38 to 39, it says, for I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of Christ. There is absolutely nothing standing in your way to the Lord. There is nothing. Everybody say nothing. Nothing can hold you back from the love of Christ. Nothing can separate you from the love of Jesus. And I pray that as we embrace 2024, that as we focus on the love of Jesus, I want you to go with confidence. Go with the assurance, knowing that His love towards you is unending. His love to you is everlasting, and He will be faithful to you. Can I hear an amen, please? Can I have the worship team? Number three, the third focus point. As we focus in 2024, let us focus on the face of Jesus. Number three, the face of Jesus. What does the face of Jesus signify? His loving presence. His loving presence. John chapter 15, verse 4 to 5, he says, abide in me, and I in you, and you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in a vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bear much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. I really sense that this year the Lord is inviting us to lean into Him. To lean into Him, to yield ourselves to Him, to pursue Him no matter what it takes. And I pray that even as we focus on these three things, as we focus on the blood of Jesus that talks about the complete work of God, talks about the blood of Jesus, the face of Jesus, and the love of Jesus, the Lord will set our priorities right. The Lord will set us on a path where we are being drawn closer to Him. That is why in James chapter 4 verse 8, He says, draw near to me and I will draw near to you. The Lord is drawing us closer to Him this year. You know, in Psalm 63 verse 1, it says, oh God, you are my God. This is David's prayer. And I pray that this will be our prayer as well. Say, oh God, you are my God. Early will I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh longs for you in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water. You know, in another translation, I'm reading from the Passion Translation, because when I read this translation, it hit me so hard. It says, oh God of my life, I am lovesick for you in this weary wilderness. I thirst with the deepest longing to love you more, with cravings in my heart that can't be described. Such yearning grips my soul for you, my God. I pray that we will continue to yearn for more of Him. We will lean into Him and say, Lord, I need you. Lord, I want more of you. As we focus on the blood of Jesus, the complete work, as we focus on the love of Jesus, His unending grace, and we focus on the face of Jesus, the presence of God, may we continuously be drawn into His presence day after day, day after day, day after day, to become more and more like Him. Do you know, church, we become like the one we behold. The more we behold Him, the more we become like Him. And I pray that even as we focus on these three points, I pray that the Lord will speak to you, the Lord will minister to you, and the Lord will give you a divine encounter. Can we stand to our feet this evening? If you are standing here in this place, and somehow the Holy Spirit is tugging in your heart to respond to this message. If you are that person, I want you just quickly, with every eyes closed, with every head bowed, I want you to say, lift up your hand and say, yes, Jesus, here I am. Yes, Jesus, that's right, I see your hand. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your hand. If you lift up your hand, you can put it down. Anyone else? Anyone else? You know that the Lord is speaking to you this evening. Whether it's through the message or through the anointing, the Lord is tugging in your spirit to answer to this call, to respond to this call, where He is drawing closer to you, because there is an invitation in the spirit right now that He wants to draw Himself close. That He wants to draw Himself close to you. If you're that person, very quickly, lift up your hand. Lift up your hand all across this place. That's right. Thank you for that hand. Thank you for that hand. Thank you for the hand at the back. I see you. I see you. If you're that person, I want you to repeat this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I give you my heart. Starting from here 2024, I make a decision to say, yes, Lord, here I am, send me. Yes, Lord, here I am, draw close to me. As I focus on you, Lord, may you be the focus of my heart. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' my name, I pray. Amen. However, if you're standing in this place and you do not know Jesus, I feel like I want to extend this invitation to you as well. If you do not know Jesus, it's your first time hearing about Jesus, but somehow something in your heart is stirring to call, to say that, would you accept Him as your Lord and Savior? If you're that person, I want you to repeat this prayer after me. Come on, family of God, would you repeat this as well? Say, the Lord Jesus, I give you my life. From this day forward, I am a new creation. All things have gone. All things have become new. Thank you for your blood that redeemed me from my sin. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. If you have made a fresh commitment, you say yes to the Lord. Later, I want you to stay back after the service because we want to talk to you and we want to pray for you. Now, right now, to the next thing. Just like I mentioned, there are some of us that is in this place that needs to let go of our past. Every eyes closed, don't look around. Let's give some privacy for those who want to respond to the call. If that person that needs to let go of your past, whether it's shame, whether it's guilt, whether it's hurt, or whether it's rejection, I want you to just allow the Lord. I'm not going to ask you to do anything. I'm going to ask you to just allow the Lord to come into your heart right now and to just minister to you. Just allow Him. Just say, Lord, come into my heart. Minister to me right now. I'm willing to let go. I'm willing to surrender. I'm willing to surrender. Where is my past? Where is my shame? Where is my guilt? Where is rejection? Lord, I'm willing to surrender, Lord. I give it to you, Lord Jesus. Would you heal me, Lord, and set me free? Set me free, Lord, so that I can move forward. If you're that person, come on, just respond. Come on, just talk to the Lord. Just talk to the Lord all across this place. Come on, church family, come on, let's pray together for all of them. Come on, if you can speak in the Spirit, just speak in the Spirit. Rakaraba sonoro robo shirelele basana ribaba rakarama sonoro robo shokotoro no sene ribaba rakaraba sene ribaba rakaraba sonoro robo shiri araba basana ribaba rakaraba sonoro kotono no mama shiri araba basono ribaba rakatana mama. Come on, just respond, just respond, just respond to the Lord, just respond. Rakaraba basiri araba basono robo sene ribaba baba shiki araba basene ribaba basono. Father, I believe, Lord Father, that you are moving in the midst of us. And that, Lord, you are setting people free. And that you are healing your people, Lord Father. Whether it's for shame, from guilt, or from rejection, or from their past, God, Lord, you are setting them free, Lord Father, that in this year, in 2024, they can move forward in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for what you're doing, Lord Father. We thank you for your precious presence, God. Continue to move in our midst, Lord Father. As we go into the next part of our service, why don't you take your communion and unpack your communion, even as the worship team will lead us in a song. Let's worship Him.
And high and lifted up, Jesus, Jesus, Son of God, the darling of heaven, crucified. Worthy is the
lifted up to Jesus,
seated on the throne. We crown you now, with many crowns. You reign victorious, high and lifted up, high and lifted up. Of God, the darling of heaven, crucified. Worthy is the Lamb. Sing, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy. worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb.
Come on, just the voices. Let's sing the chorus.
Sing worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Seated on the throne, crown you now with many crowns.
You reign
victorious.
The darling
of heaven, crucified. Worthy is the Lamb.
Worthy is the Lamb.
Worthy is the Lamb.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Holding the cup and the bread in your hands, let's pray. Father, we thank you that this evening as a family, as a body of Christ, that we can come to your table and partake of this precious communion. I pray, Lord Father, that even as we partake of this communion, for those that need healing, for those that need a miracle, for those that need a breakthrough, they will receive by faith. We thank you for the precious body and your precious blood. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. In 1 Corinthians 11 chapter, verse 23 onwards, on the night when Jesus was betrayed, after he had given thanks, he broke the bread and turned it to his disciples and said, "This bread signifies my broken body. As often as you eat this bread, do this in remembrance of me." In Isaiah chapter 53 verse 5, he says, "For he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for iniquities, and the punishment of our peace was upon him. And by the stripes of Jesus, we are healed." Let's partake of the bread together as a family. Likewise, after supper, after he had given thanks, he turned to his disciples and said, "This cup signifies the new covenant that I've made through my blood. As often as you drink this cup, do this in remembrance of me." In Revelation 12 verse 11, it says that we overcome the enemy through the blood of the Lamb. As a family, let's partake of the cup together. You can put your cups down and let's just lift up our hands and let's sing the chorus one more time.
Worthy is the Lamb seated on the throne. Crown you now in many crowns. You reign victorious, high and lifted up. Jesus, Son
of God,
the darling of heaven, crucified. Worthy is the Lamb.
The Lamb.
Worthy, 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 worthy is the Lamb.
Father, we thank you for your presence in this place. Lord, that even as we leave from this place, God, I ask of you, Lord Father, let your presence go before them. Just as how it went before Moses, God. I pray that your presence, God, will go before every single one of us. That throughout this week, Lord Father, we will have an encounter, a divine encounter with your presence, God. I declare this over your people. They are the head and not the tail. They're high and lifted up. In all things that they do, they will be tremendously blessed. I thank you for every single one of them. Bless them in Jesus' mighty name. And everyone say, amen, amen. Can we give God the glory in this place? God bless you, church. With this, the service is over. You may be dismissed.